All right, you guys, that is a song you heard first right here on Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. The song was track three, Drinking Alone, off the Demons record, which is, I do believe is available to the general public right now. Brittany Myers is the artist, and she's sitting here with me right now. Why do you laugh at me, Brittany?
No, I was laughing at the title, Drinking Alone. It's just kind of... funny.
I thought that was a great song. Brittany Myers in studio, you are considered a local singer-songwriter, right? Frankly, yes. I know very little about you, but I guess you reached out to us on Facebook.
I did, yeah.
Originally, yeah. How'd you find us anyway?
I know of this guy named Kyle Reynolds who played here a while back, and he was the local songwriter, so I was like, hey, I should try and do that too.
And now you're here.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Here I am. We were actually going to get you to play a Pearl Street Sessions. We thought we were doing that at the wine gallery downstairs, but I guess that's canceled. But we still have you in studio, which is so super cool. Yeah. First of all, what do you think about our digs here?
It is awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I was complimenting it the entire time, pretty much, I was here.
Have you taken that Instagram photo quite yet?
No, I should, though.
Well, we'll have to do that before you get out of here, and then you got to sign our wall as well. It's kind of a tradition here.
Awesome.
But this record is good. There's a bunch of tracks on here. Again, it's an EP. Let me count this out. There's five tracks on this record called Demons. The album art is so super cool.
It is really cool.
How many releases are available to the public right now if they want to get some Brittany Myers music online?
There's quite a few. I think I just got a new 100 CDs or something.
You're kidding me right now.
No.
Really?
It's real.
So this is just what I have in my hand right now.
It's just one of the many.
This EP is one of the many. Yeah. So where could people find your stuff online?
It's on iTunes, CD Baby, Bandcamp, etc. Brittany Myers music. If you look it up,
that's important.
Find it somewhere.
Yeah. BrittanyMyersMusic.com. Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
And originally you're from where?
Laguna Niguel. So
cool.
Right down the street.
You are a local.
I am.
But you're about to, you told me off the air that you're thinking about relocating somewhere.
Yeah, I'm moving to Seattle. So
are you doing that so it could facilitate the art which comes out of you?
Partially,
You just need a change. It's beautiful up there.
Yeah, I need some cold weather. This whole 80 degrees and humidity thing isn't working for me.
You were just telling me that you can't stand the heat.
It's awful.
I don't get that.
I think I used to like it, but living here your whole life, it just gets old.
Mm-hmm.
I need some seasons.
So, again, Brittany Myers in studio on member-supported radio, KX93.5. When you meet people on the street and you say, I'm a musician and I got a gig at the radio station a little bit later, and they say, what type of music do you play? What do you tell them?
I usually just tell them sad acoustic music.
Oh.
That's my general.
Really?
Yeah, singer-songwriter, indie, those kind of things.
What sort of, definitely independent artist, that's exactly what you are. I mean, nobody funded this last record except for yourself.
My pockets.
Right? And I'm trying to get you to start a Kickstarter campaign to fund the next record.
Yeah.
And I hope that's something you'll think about.
I'll definitely look into it.
Right? Because bands, I mean, sometimes they go above and beyond, and there are fans out there who are so super cool who will fund a tour or a new record or whatever. But this record's pretty good. Again, what producer did you link up with for this?
John O'Brien. He has a studio in Irvine, or Tustin,
mm-hmm.
Called the Music Box Studios. He helps me. He actually mixed it, too. He did
cool.
it all.
That's awesome. So how many songs did not make the cut for this five-song
EP?
Those
were all of them. I just came... We were going to do four, I think, and then we tried to squeeze in five, and it worked out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, if it would be agreeable to you, I'd like to play another track off the record.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk about your music. And you did agree to perform for us live in studio, which is so super cool. First of all, Brittany, how old of a girl are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 22.
Yeah, so super young. What sort of music did you grow up listening to? Like, what were your folks exposing you to?
My dad listened to the Smiths a lot.
Cool.
Cure, Morrissey, that kind of thing. Right. My mom listened to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of.
So you grew up on a lot of good music.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I didn't have any older siblings or anything like that to like show me the way as far as what good music to listen to. My dad liked The Doors.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a lot of, I have a younger sister, so there was a lot of like the Lion King soundtrack growing up, you know, and stuff like that. Anyway, another track off the Brittany Myers EP. It's called Demons. It is available right now. What do you think we should play?
We
already just heard Drinking Alone.
Yeah, my favorite's Warning, personally. It almost didn't make the cut. We switched it out for another one, and it was like I wrote it 2 days before, and it just...
Really?
Yeah, it worked.
Is there a VH1 Storytellers moment you could give with this song, like what it's about or
what
anything, or should we just play
it? It's about being a bad person.
It is?
Yeah.
The song's called Warning. It's Brittany Myers, and she's in studio with me right now on Member Supported Radio. More from our Pearl Street studios right after this.
To the coast, rid myself of it, just throw it to the sea, to burn it underneath. And I wrestled with the devil for some semblance of peace, some hope of release, some sad excuse to be free. His fingers grip me tighter as I scream to nearest land. His grasp will linger stronger, the faster that I swear. Faster than I swam. And I try to warn you, I'm no good, I'm no good. And I try to warn you, I'm no good, I'm no good, so leave me. Down by the dark side, my will is sold, cheap into the penny, but it was only one of many. And the woman on the corner offered me to repent as I turned the cold shoulder time I'd rather not spend. But when he pulled me closer, I could only smell the gin. And when he took me further, I did nothing but submit.
Brittany Myers is the artist. That's track one off the brand new EP. The song is called Warning, and that sounds good to me, my friend.
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
If you haven't figured it out, Brittany Myers in studio with me right now. Have you done much radio at all?
Never.
Or is this the first radio station you've been in?
This is the first.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to be on board.
I'm happy to be here.
Your music will definitely get on the air from time to time as far as when we rip into songs, you know, local music and awesome. And stuff like that. You got to play a gig for us soon, but gigs on the horizon. Where can people see you perform?
I'm playing next week, Monday the 9th at Hotel Cafe up in Los Angeles.
It's have you ever played there before?
Yes, I have.
Nice.
Actually, quite a few times.
I've never been there, but all the singer-songwriters, they talk about the circuit that they play and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's Room 5, it's Hotel Cafe. What kind of a venue is Hotel Cafe?
It's very small, intimate, quaint, I'd say.
Do they serve booze there?
Yeah.
They do.
That's the best
But it's
part.
More or less like a it's more or less like a listening room. Like, people are real attentive to the music and they get it, right?
Yeah, it's not so much a bar where people are eating and drinking and talking to their friends. They're actually engaged, which is cool.
That's great. So Hotel Cafe very soon. Mm-hmm. What's the date on that?
It's September 9th, so next Monday.
Very cool. And as an independent artist, you are probably the one who's booking shows for yourself and doing everything, right?
For the most part.
Or do you have a team of people on board?
My brother is actually kind of helping me out with the whole managing aspect. He's a really good, like, salesperson, I guess. He's good at talking. People like him, and he's been kind of booking me shows here and there, too. Mm-hmm. So he's helping me out a bit.
Nice. Do you have a favorite gig or favorite venue to play?
Hotel Cafe, for
really?
Sure. Yeah, I've seen so many of my favorite artists play there that it's crazy to think that I get to play on the same stage that they did when I was in the stands. You know,
isn't that cool?
Them. Oh, it's unreal.
That's so very cool.
Yeah.
So you're going to... It's just a solo acoustic type of thing, or
yeah,
you got a band
me.
Behind you?
It's just me. I've never played with a band. I don't know. It makes me nervous. I don't know if I'm good enough for that yet.
You never know.
I know. I gotta try.
One day,
it.
You know, Brittany Myers could be, one of those fabulous band leaders. You know,
we'll see.
Right?
I'll leave the options open.
Like a John Hyatt type, or even a Dave Matthews, my friend.
Oh, Dave.
We are listener-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. So is that your go-to guitar right there? Is that what kind
it
of guitar is that?
It's a Martin. It's mahogany. It's my baby.
Is it?
Yeah.
How long you been playing that thing?
I bought it almost a year ago.
And you're still paying it off.
Yep, still paying it off.
The perils of being an independent artist, right?
Worth it, though. So worth it.
If you had the opportunity to one day quit your day job and do music full time, is that really the goal?
It's not the goal, but I wouldn't say no.
To have music be your job?
That'd be awesome. Who wouldn't want to do that?
That's a tough grind, and I see it every day.
Yeah.
And you're on the road all the time, you know?
I wouldn't mind that, though.
You wouldn't mind that?
No, I need to see new places.
I know. Well, that's something to aspire to.
Yeah.
Right? And it all starts right here. Again, we got to get you into some gigs down the road for the radio station, and
that'd
I imagine
really
that'll
cool.
happen real soon. So again, you did bring that guitar.
I did.
One of the perks of my job is having performances right in front of my face. It's the coolest freaking thing, and it's just you and I here in our Pearl Street studios. So, what'd you want to play first?
I was hoping to play some new stuff, if that's all right.
That's awesome. So the new stuff is ready to go, and you're itching to get back in the studio type of thing?
Yeah, I have so many new songs that a lot of people have come up to me and asked me if they're on the record, and they're not.
You're like,
and
no, like, you can't get that anywhere.
So bad. I'm sorry. You can download it off YouTube.
So the new... Okay, so you got the YouTube working.
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff on YouTube.
Nice.
It's not like studio quality songs.
So. Sure, it's YouTube quality.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I get it. But again, you got to keep us in the loop if there's anything to promote as far as shows or
Absolutely.
Records or anything like that, then we're here for you for sure. That's the kind of radio station that we are. Have you donated to us yet?
I don't think I have.
No.
I mean, I only just discovered you guys.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Stop harassing me.
Oh, my
gosh.
Right? All right. This is Brittany Myers live in our Pearl Street studios. First ever radio performance. Her latest record is called Demons. 5-song EP is available right now. But you got an unbelievable catalog of music behind you already. And you are still super young. So I think that is quite a feat, my
Thank
friend.
You.
Very welcome. All right, so again, what do you want to play next?
This one's called, I haven't really decided on a name. I think it's going to be called Captain Save Me, but I
cool.
haven't quite decided.
At your leisure, my friend.
Okay.
Brittany Myers in studio on KX93.5.
Inside this ship, I'll go down with the captain. I am going down, I am going down. Stormy seas are dangerous, from the gallows people crying. We're not going down, we're not going down. Coming, please don't let me drown. Please don't let me drown. Serpent's tongue disguised as sirens, they'll fool us for sure. But I won't let you drown. I won't let you drown. We'll
devil comes to look for me. Check the maps and the stars above. We're headed straight into it. Is there a way around? Is there a way around? My lungs, they burn from screaming starboard. Get all hands on deck. Is there comes to look for me? He's gonna find me. He's gonna find me. He's gonna find me. He will find me. Will my body be found when the fishermen come look for me? When the fishermen come look.
Freaking awesome. That's a live performance right in front of my eyeballs. Again, it happens a lot. I'm the only one clapping because I'm the only one in the room here. But that is Brittany Myers live in our Pearl Street studios. Brilliantly done, Brittany. You
Thank
are
you.
So super talented.
Thank you.
And I had no idea. And really good songwriting coming from someone who's, I guess, more or less pretty new to the industry, right?
Very new, yeah.
Right? Very new.
Very new.
What's like a favorite CD for you? Like one record that you just... You just love so hard, you know?
I really like Bright Eyes, Fevers, and Mirrors.
Oh, really?
That's one I always go back to, yeah.
When did that record come out? Several years ago?
I was probably in middle school at the time.
Really?
Like a long time ago.
You ever see Connor Oberst play live?
I saw Bright Eyes play with the LA Philharmonic Orchestra once, actually, and it was like, oh.
That's insane.
I could die happy after that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? It was awesome.
I saw Connor play with the Felice Brothers.
Yeah.
It was actually a secret show down in San Diego, and I heard a rumor that Bright Eyes was playing at the Casbah during the day, and that's all I needed. It was just a rumor that it would be a secret show. I bought 4 tickets right off the bat,
and
I invited some friends. And we made it down there, and sure enough, it was an impromptu, secret Bright Eyes show. And that also turned me on to the Felice Brothers, who you probably dig on a lot. They're from the Catskills.
I haven't heard of them all.
Like, Felice Brothers are really good. Again, Brittany Myers is here in studio. Anybody to say hi to out there in Radio Land who might be listening?
Probably just my parents.
Cool.
Mom and Dad, I know they're listening. They're probably the only ones, but...
Are they musicians or do they have proper day jobs?
They have proper day jobs.
Right? Which is cool.
Yeah.
I did want to ask you so many other questions, but I have nothing prepared. I didn't write anything down. Like, I'm the worst interviewer ever.
No,
like,
you're good. You're doing a great job.
It should be like a inside the actor's studio where I have these blue place cards or whatever and just keep flipping through each question, you know? But again, the online presence, are you on Twitter and Instagram? Because I just posted a picture of you on Instagram.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
And then where can people find you online?
Online is BrittanyMyersMusic.com.
Cool.
It's MYERS and BRITTANY, not like Britney Spears. So spell it right.
Brittany. Absolutely. Are you, is it just the guitar for you, or are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself?
Just the guitar, yeah. I actually picked it up like a little over a year ago.
Really?
Yeah, so like I haven't been doing it that long at all.
A self-taught person and you're not like classically trained or anything like that?
No, I mean, I took this classical guitar class in college and we would do like some chords and this weird like picking where you had to put your foot on the little like stand and hold the guitar up really high. It was weird. That was cool, but I mostly just learned a bunch of cover songs and taught myself that way.
That's cool. Well, yeah, I imagine you could take certain things from that class.
And, and the teacher was incredible. She made me like want to learn. So.
Cool. So are you in school right now?
No, I'm doing the whole post-grad minimum wage job thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I get it. In fact, people could... catch you on any given night down the street working at a restaurant.
Yep, Kai Bistro.
Okay, there you go.
That's the place.
Yeah. we'll have to come and visit you there. Do they do live music there?
They do, actually. My manager, Lucian, has been trying to get me to play there some nights, but I keep warning him that my music would make people sad.
No, not at all. No, your music is great, and I feel like the people of Laguna Beach would really dig on your stuff.
Maybe one day. I don't know. It's nerve-wracking. But the bar scene is intimidating. People aren't really listening to you, and then I get, like, all self-conscious, and I'm like, maybe my music is really bad, and that's why they're not listening.
No, it's just, it depends on the venue.
Yeah.
You know? Some artists aren't ready to play, like, the coffee house gig or a restaurant gig, because they ask you to play for, like, 3 or 4 hours.
I don't even have 2 hours.
You know, and people are more concerned with the wine they're drinking or...
Yeah.
Or their conversation or the pizza that they're eating. But, you know, most of the artists that I've talked to who have come through here, the big artists who have had huge successes or whatever already, and those artists who are just starting out, the general consensus is you got to keep playing those gigs.
Yeah.
You know, not say yes to anything that's ever asked of you. But, yeah, you play all those gigs from the dive bars to the coffee houses to the room 5 and all of that stuff. And you just become a well-rounded musician that way, I believe. You know, I'm not a musician. I don't claim to be one. But that's just what I've heard.
Yeah. I think I just need more material before I do that. I don't mind the idea of it. But 4 hours is a really long time.
What songs do you like to cover?
I cover, like, random, like, low-key artist kind of songs.
Random singer-songwriter stuff.
Yeah, I did do like a Killers cover.
Cool.
An Ed Sheeran cover. Those are like big names.
People love that stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
When you make it your own, it's cool.
Can I get an original Britney Myers song in studio here?
Another one?
Yeah. If you're prepared to do that.
Oh, I'm ready. I just don't know.
Yeah, you're ready. You got the... Is that a capo on the guitar?
Is that what people
refer to that as?
I don't think I've ever written a song without one.
Oh, really?
I have to have one. Comfort thing, I guess.
Comfort zone.
Yeah.
Actually, when you came in here and sat down, you were like, you took out your guitar and just held it.
Yeah.
You were like, I need this. I need to hold this
right now.
It's
a safety blanket.
It's cool. I totally understand. Britney Myers in studio, so super talented, got a bright future ahead of her. Hopefully we could keep her in Southern California for longer.
Maybe.
For longer.
4 months.
Sure.
That's all you got.
Again, estimated time to move up to Seattle is January.
Sure.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So we got to get you for a gig down the line before you. We'll
make it happen.
What do you want to play next?
This one I entered into a contest, actually, and I lost. So I don't know how good it's going to be.
What contest was that?
It was to open for Gregory Alan Isakov. He's a singer-songwriter from Denver. But yeah, it didn't work out, but a good song came out of it, so.
Nice.
You know, win-win.
Well, what's this one called?
This one's called Many Will Enter, hence the contest. Get it?
Wow.
Ba-dum-butch.
You wrote a song specifically for the contest.
I mean, it wasn't specifically for the contest. I wrote it a few days before I heard about it.
Mm.
And then I was like, what am I going to call it? And then it just kind of worked.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, again, without further ado, this is Britney Myers live in our Pearl Street studios. On KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM, whenever you're ready.
You're coming in late now, honey, what'd you think I'd say? You're wearing that smile like a lie drawn across your face. I can hear you when you're crying, thinking I'm not awake. And I can see your light is dying, brace yourself another day. And you say, it won't let me be, it's gonna find me. Oh, now can't you see, it looks just like me. It's in my bones. Stay. Don't want to find you with a lighter throwing gasoline in your way. breath smells of cigarettes. I know you want where you say. You can lock it up and write it off, but that will make it go away. And you say, you won't let me be, it's gonna find me. Oh, now can't you see? It looks just like me. It's in my bones. It's in my bones. Ooh, it's got a hold of you. Ooh, there's nothing I can do. It's in your bones. It's in your bones. And you say, it won't let me be, it's gonna find me. Oh, now can't you see? It looks just like me. It's in my bones. It's in my bones.
Brittany, I'm so happy we found you. That was so super good. We are member-supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. That was a live in-studio performance by Laguna Beach's own Brittany Myers. Awesome.
Thanks.
There were some points in that song where you were singing and kind of reminded me a little bit of Shirley Manson from Garbage, or maybe Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine.
Really?
Do you ever get that?
No.
Or even the Rilo Kiley thing. I mean.
Oh, man. I don't really get any comparisons.
You kind of look like Jenny Lewis a little bit.
It's the red hair.
It's the red hair. Again, two brilliant songs in studio. That was freaking awesome. You said you were kind of a little bit nervous, but really there's nothing to be nervous about. And you go out and you play those gigs, man.
I will.
And you own it.
I will own
it. Listen, if I can't play songs like that. You know what I mean?
It just and takes practice.
The general public, they can't play, you know, write songs and play the guitar like you. So don't worry about them, man. Everybody else is full of crap out there. You know, you go and do your thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anybody, or is there anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Brittany Myers thus far?
Just to go listen to it online, either Bandcamp. Just go to my website, BrittanyMyersMusic.com, and you can find everything from there.
Cool.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Come back soon.
I'd love to.
Is there anything else to touch on before we let you go?
I think we're good.
All right. This is Brittany Myers. I'm Mookie. You're you. We are member-supported radio. We are going to hear from our underwriters real quick. And then we're going to play a track from our friend Andrew McMahon pretty soon.
Yes.
Right? Which another quasi-local.
Yeah.
And new from Haim, new from a band called Yuck. And maybe Lord as well, because that's so hot right now, right?
So hot.
All right, member-supported radio, KX93.5.
Hi there, Laguna Beach. I'm Mookie from the radio station.